Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. My next guest is the guy who literally started with nothing living in Hollis, Queens, New York, and slowly, sometimes painfully, built a huge business and an even bigger reputation built on giving back to the community. If you love Shark Tank like so many people do, you know my next guest. In my view, he's the coolest guy in the room, and he's the people shark, Damon John. Hey, Damon, welcome back to the show. Great to have you back on.
Thank you, Steve. I don't think I've had a better intro than that ever, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. It's very humbling.
Sure, yeah. You know, we're going to talk about Miller Tap the Future, but before we do that, you just had a book release called The Power of Broke: How Empty Pockets, a Tight Budget, and a Hunger for Success Can Become Your Greatest Competitive Advantage. Now, when you say the power of broke, you're not talking about broker, you're talking about being broke, right?
Well, yeah, I'm talking about being broke, but I'm talking about the mentality of being broke because, you know, the people that exercise the power of broke more than anybody else are the people that have success. So you look at broke. Broke is a temporary situation and poverty of the mind is permanent. And The Power of Broke is a book that I wrote, and I studied 15 individuals who are wildly successful in whatever way, whether they're Instagram stars or Kevin Plank, who's doing $4 billion a year annually with Under Armour, and how they exercise what I call the power of broke, which is tapping into their resources that are readily available. If you need money to make money, you know, that theory is dead. You know, honestly, if you look at the Forbes top 1,000, over 60% of the individuals on that list are people who are self-made men and women. That means they were broke.
Yeah.
And so if you needed money to make money, it's all crap because generational wealth would have been passed down. Those people couldn't have made it on the list. So that's the theory of the power of broke.
You know, I was watching an interview the other day with Mark Cuban, and he talked a lot about the contribution he felt he was making through Shark Tank to reach 20 million people with the message of entrepreneurship. And he wanted to inspire young viewers with the idea that they could be successful too. And I sense the same zeal in your book. It seems to speak to maybe the current generation, the millennials, which I think in some ways you can say it's the generation of broke. What do you say to them?
That's very true. You know, there are so many individuals, you know, that are somebody at home who can make $1 million now a year because they can just open up their smartphone and they can activate, you know, this idea, and they can find people all around the world who resonate with it. And of course, that's why, that's a great segue, because that's why I'm part of Miller Lite Tap the Future, because just like Shark Tank, it's giving everyday individuals the opportunity to go out there and pitch their idea and get money, actually, from people that don't have any interest in your company, and they're not taking that, and you can activate the power of broke. So whether you win the competition or not, you get to go up there and see if your idea is viable and meet like-minded people.
Yeah. You know, in your book, which I did read, there is this saying out there that most businesses fail because they're undercapitalized, meaning they don't have enough money to keep going. But you say that most fail because they have too much money. Explain that.
Overfunding is one of the top reasons why businesses fail, because many individuals go out there, they don't have a proof of concept. They'll go take a $100,000 loan on this concept that they have. They didn't sell not one item of whatever they had. And before you know it, you turn around and after a year, you finally gotten, you know, some level of an understanding of what you're trying to pitch, but you burned through $100,000 because you paid for the best advisors, the best consultants, the best website because you had capital. If you don't have capital and you go out there and you get a, you know, kind of pushback, you know that what you're doing, once you get pushed back, if you keep going for it, first of all, you have a passion for it. Second of all, the people around you, they're not getting paid to tell you yes, you know, all day. They are part of the movement because they're not getting anything, and they're part of the movement because they believe in it.
Yeah.
Also, your customers, you're not buying your customers. You're earning them every single day. And that is why you need to go out there and activate the power of broke.
You know, you talk about resources in your book, and money is a resource, and that's what we were talking about right now. But there are other resources that people need to tap into. One is the time that they have if they're just starting out. Give us some idea about the resources that people have if they have no money.
Perfect example. You know, we always say that OPM is other people's money, but OPM could be other people's manufacturing, other people's mind power, other people's marketing, right? And you can always make a profit off of other people's mistakes. And I'm going to always go back to, obviously, Tap the Future, because that's why I'm here.
Sure.
And I believe that it's a valuable platform because you're dealing with other people's marketing. Miller is going to market you out there to amazing other entrepreneurs and strategic partners. So why don't you use the platform? You're also going to go out there and be able to approach other people's mindsets because you're going to go out there to the public who you're going to tell your idea. And guess what? They don't have to like you. They're going to say yes, no, or indifferent. And you're going to find out if you have something that's of value. So always tap into other people's, you know, networks. Look at Kanye West, one of the most amazing individuals and most notable individuals of our time, you know, in regards to music. And he went and spent over $50 million with this concept he has. So if you don't have $50 million to do it, how are you going to do it? You look at somebody like Kanye, who hasn't gotten to that point. You have to go out there and you have to really find this crowd that resonates with you. You have to come up with a concept that they resonate with, and you have to sell it all the way through and believe what you believe in, and you have to then create a following. Listen, Zuckerberg started off with one friend. Now he has 1.5 billion of them, but he started off with one.
Well, you know, let's talk about Zuckerberg for a minute. When Facebook was just 2 years old, it was making $30 million in revenue, and he received an acquisition offer from Yahoo for $1 billion, and he turned it down. I think he said, this is the best idea that he will ever have. But he was still in college. Now, you, in FUBU, For Us, By Us, the business that you built up from absolutely nothing, you said you were offered $10,000 for 40% of your business, which 10 years later would have netted the investor over $160 million. What is the lesson there?
The lesson there is, as you go through, whether it's Zuckerberg or myself, the lesson is as you go through, you know, the process of building your company, you hear the yes, the no's, you hear the failures, and you hear the doors are slamming in your face. When the doors start opening, you know, because all that time you put in starts to compound, you have that feeling in your gut that you're onto something. You know, Mike Tyson has a great saying, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. And when you start a business, or like you, being a broadcaster, you've been punched in the face a million times. So when you start feeling that rhythm and you get that gut feeling, you see the people around you, see how people are responding to you, you know you're onto something, and you know it's not the time to sell because you've gotten punched in the face enough to know that you are onto something. And that's what happens when you are on, you know, on that right path. And that's what happened to Zuckerberg. That's what happened to me. And, you know, that's what happened to so many amazing people out there who are, you know, obviously what everybody deems to be called successful at a level of success.
I'm speaking with Damon John. Of course, he's on Shark Tank. We're also talking about his book, The Power of Broke: How Empty Pockets, a Tight Budget, and a Hunger for Success Can Become Your Greatest Competitive Advantage. And we're also talking about the Miller Tap the Future, which we'll get into detail in 1 second. One quick question. You think Zuckerberg is going to give Kanye his money, $1 billion?
You know what? That's not up to me to say. You know, Zuckerberg has more than enough. I think that Kanye is extremely talented. You know, they may come up with a strategic relationship. You never know. That's really not up to me. But if Zuckerberg wants to give anybody $1 billion, I'm here as well.
Your hand is up, right?
My hand is up. My shirt is off, and I'm ready to rock.
To hear this interview again, don't forget to join the conversation at onthemoneyradio.org. You mentioned in your book that you're dyslexic and that there are so many successful people in this world who have struggled with it, from Albert Einstein to Thomas Edison, Winston Churchill, and Benjamin Franklin, just to name a few. You say that having a disability is kind of like being broke. What do you mean by that?
Well, it makes you work harder. You know, if you understand and recognize the disability that you may have or that challenge, it makes you kind of hone in on it, you know, because there's no way to make excuses for it. I mean, you look at Shark Tank, you know, there's six sharks and four of us are dyslexic. So, you know, you look at that fact and you start to hone in on it. Once you know what you're challenged with, you know, you have the ability to then face it and deal with it because it's not going away.
How much of the process of being successful in anything you do is what you call rise and grind, the daily activity that maybe you don't want to do on a particular day, but you're still out there pushing it and pushing it?
Every single thing, you know, in regards to success has something to do with rise and grind. I read it the first time, you know, when I was 16 years old, and I read this amazing book called Think and Grow Rich, and it said in the book, you're going to hear this word or see this word, you know, over 100 times in the book. And until my third time reading, I didn't realize the word is desire, drive, you know, and things of that nature. Because everybody has an idea. Everybody has a concept. But everybody doesn't have hustle. And people think that other people are going to do it for you or that, you know, it's going to magically appear, and it's not. You got to go out there, you know, instead of waiting for your ship to come in, you got to swim out to the ship and go get it. And again, you know, that's, of course, why I'm here, because, you know, over the last 3 years, part of the Miller Lite Tap the Future contest, we've seen amazing individuals that come out, they go to every one of the cities we're at, they apply, they work their way up through the ranks, they compete with everybody else, and they go and get the prize, and we want to be part of what they're doing because it's infectious, and that is exactly what you need. You need to rise and grind every single day.
So many people that you highlighted in the book were really down to their last desperate dollars. I mean, tapped out on their credit cards, mortgaged, you know, $100 in the bank kind of thing. You know, you quote Bob Dylan, when you've got nothing, you got nothing to lose. It reminded me of a quote from Franklin Roosevelt, who said, when you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on, you know?
Yeah, great quote.
And you say that's when the real magic happens. I mean, does it take being down that far before you're kind of able to pull it all together to rise from those ashes?
I mean, it often does. So you have this level of faith, you know, because at that point, when you're down there, you know, you realize, listen, why am I going to continue? Well, I have a passion for it. Well, you know, there's something here, you know. Listen, before FUBU, I've had, you know, four or five other businesses. If they failed, I didn't go back to it. Why? I really didn't care about it, and I was probably doing it for the money. I failed and closed FUBU three times from 89 to 92, but I kept wanting to go back because I had a passion for it. I would have dressed people for the rest of my life for free if I could have, because I got a high when I saw people adorning their body with something I created. So the real passion was there. And unfortunately, everybody's not going to win. But if you are doing something that you're really passionate about, even if you don't monetarily have success, you are going to be amazed and you're going to be excited about the progression you have if you are able to do what you want to do every single day. So yes, you have to do it.
I was really impressed with your story about with what your mom did when you entered high school. She mortgaged the house and she had all these jobs. She stopped working so she could spend the time with you and to make sure that you, you know, developed properly. Were there important mentors in your life? I mean, that must have really, you know, helped you to a tremendous level.
You know, as we talk about some of the things that are the top reason why people fail, one of the reasons why people succeed are mentors. Life is a series of mentors. You know, if you have people who are mentors who are not a part of your business or whatever you're doing, and they give you the honest truth about, you know, what you need to do. And that's why we see companies, you know, the bigger companies, they always say, here's my board of advisors. Why? Because these are people who are willing to lend their name to something and or advise you in where you need to go. Mm-hmm. And mentors are a very, very important part of it. And that's, again, I'm always going to bring it back to Miller Lite Tap the Future. And that's why I'm part of it, because they allow me to be a mentor to a lot of these companies. And you just can't get that. If I had the opportunity to go in and tap into mentors who made those mistakes ahead of time, I would have always taken up that opportunity. And that's why, you know, mentors are very important, because they made those mistakes and they can pass that information on to you, because people who are successful want to see other people be successful.
Let's talk about Tap the Future. Entrepreneurs get to compete for a $200,000 grand prize and the opportunity to pitch their business live in front of you, Damon John. Phase one started February 11th. It goes through April 8th. And that's when entrepreneurs will be able to submit their business information through mltapthefuture.com. Then there's phase two, which is live pitch events. 30 semifinalists will be selected to compete in live pitch events all over the country. And then phase three, the top six winning teams from the live pitch events will present before a panel of judges in Chicago at a closed-door session. So you're involved with it. You've been involved with it from the beginning, right?
I've been involved in the beginning. This is our third year going on to it. People need to go into mltapthefuture.com, and the deadline is April 8th. And you know what? There have been people wildly successful. Hopefully they'll win the money. We don't take any part of the business, and people have gone on to really done great things with their companies, and everybody needs to come out because this is a win-win for everybody involved.
To hear this interview again, don't forget to join the conversation at onthemoneyradio.org. Damon, thanks again for joining us.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.